This is regression. And when I finish, I'll get myself lost here. If I were not careful, I would get lost from what I have to do. I've got to get three people's names off this list. They're still on here. Three people are going to be dead if things aren't changed in this atmosphere. That's a hell of a load to carry. When you know that and you carry that, then you don't listen. No, you don't talk anymore about a loving deity out there. Because I know who saves you. I know who brings you out of the hospital. I know I didn't put you in the hospital, but I know damn well if you get out of it, I got you out. Now, there is nothing in this universe except, like, we have first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and high school, and college, and PhDs. Well, on up in the other planets, there's higher planets. They cannot intrude here. Only I was the greatest on that planet. Only I could get down here. They can do it. They can't make a contact or communicate to get into your body to help you. And they have no way. If they had it, they'd do it. They have no way to bring all their knowledge here. If you raise in a mental consciousness, you can raise out. You could go out and go on that plane. I could leave this body in 10 or 15 seconds. I could leave this body. Just a will, and I'd be gone. I have to fight it hard, because the easiest thing... Now, you try very hard to stay awake, because I'm noticing extremely closely all of you that are sleeping. And when I make this kind of photostatic awareness... tonight, I don't think I'll forget it. And even back there, you're not sitting comfortably enough back there with the diving board. I can still see your eyeballs there. You will get out of this earthbound state when you rise to the sensitivity of that next planet. You go on. How you got down here? It sounds too much like the, Adam and Eve story or some damn thing. I don't want to get into it. You thought you were on a good mission, I guess. And you came here, and I came here to get you. And it's too limited a thing, and it's too... It's a form of deviation. It can get us away from the fundamental of socialism. But it's a fact that I know that down deep intrinsically inside me. I had to come down here to get you folk. Because you shouldn't have come to this damn place. I told you not to come anywhere. But you did. And you got my ass in it because I love you. You are all in a better place than this. Well, for nearly all. But there is no thing out there that's got control over all these bodies. There's only about 50 million inhabited planets. 50 million. I'm talking about 50 million inhabited planets that's got people on them of some sort or another. They don't look like you. And some of them are not much higher than you, but this is about as low as you can get. But there's much higher developments than this. But there's no planet out there that's got dominion over all of these forces in life. And I think some people coming up with theories now that I've said a long time ago, that a lot of the stuff they got in the Bible was just contact with an outer world. But you won't get contact again, and that mechanical contact, you won't be lucky enough to get it. Because the long time that it takes to get here. Some of the people, for instance, the Ark of the Covenant, that no doubt could have been just a box that people were hearing from outer space. They could have heard somebody speaking from outer space because they died when they touched that box. It could have been very much just a mechanical instrument of a highly developed civilization. And it kept people under kind of control. Well, the likelihood of you seeing those folk, it took them probably to the closest inhabited star. It took them 35,000 years to get here by time, our time, but time's relative. So they may be only on their second day of flight back. And that's too damn complicated to go into, but they haven't even got home yet, the people that was down here with the Ark of the Covenant. But they don't age. You don't age when you get out there, you know. You can be traveling two days at the speed of light and get out there with certain forces of nature that we don't understand, or you don't understand, and they won't be aging, but they've actually been traveling for several thousands of years, but they still are not home. So it's a long time to get here from that nearest star. So you're going to have to wait till they get home, report on what happened from the Ark of the Covenant before they send somebody else back. It's a big, big system. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. You following what I'm saying about this space travel? They're not aging that rapidly, but they've been traveling for several thousands of years by your time. But it's not like that when they get out there away from the Earth. The time span doesn't seem like that. It may be 2 or 3 days of time in their life, or they're aging. It's a big subject. But it's too damn big to say that there's a loving little creature up there that sees all, knows all, and can do something about everything. Because if he can, he should do something about it. Because there's a hell of a lot of things that need treatment. So nobody, if he did exist, he's gone. He died. Got too much for him. He created too much. I saw one time a mother cat had 21 kittens. She looked at him and died. She did it. She said, "It's too much. It's too much." They was all trying to get at her, and I was just a little fella, and she died. I said, "She had too many cats." I don't know. It's not vague in my mind whether I saw her die, but that's what happened. They brought her up and said she died because she looked at the cats. She just looked at the cats and died. Well, maybe that's what happened to him. He created too much for himself. And he just died. I still got 3 people on the list, and I'm trying to get them off. But I'm saying that no one as loving as I could have created this universe. And I don't think anybody as loving as most of you could have done it. Because you wouldn't have done it. Now, some of you would. Some of you get awfully lonely for people. I can see some of you just go, I believe you'd go stir crazy if you didn't have people. I could spend about 40,000 years and, well, I don't want to make anybody frightened by my feeling, but some of you got to have people someplace along, and then some of you don't need people. You could go several years, you think. But some of you'd make some folk, you're sure as hell, because you get too lonely. Maybe that's what he did. He knew better, but he got lonely. He was just too selfish. But it didn't happen that way. There wasn't any being that created this universe. It's a law of perpetual energy and change that nothing be served by going into it. But maybe one day I will, if we can ever get some of the nonsense out of the way. But don't confuse yourself by saying that a loving being could create all this suffering. And if he's, as Sister Professor Roller said, if he did, why didn't he have enough intelligence to see what he was creating? If he turned it over to man and man made such a mess of it, he should have known that, not made man. Or to make a devil who's supposed to influence man. It all goes back to the first cause, the mistake. The mistake. If you have babies, if you bring children into this world, if you bring children into this world, and they go wrong, it's your fault. Yeah, it's your fault. Because you brought them here. Now, don't feel badly about that, because some of you didn't know any better. You didn't have anybody to teach you. That's a very dilemma about me bringing in natural children. I always had that dilemma. I knew whatever you do, you bring them in. It's your fault. You say, well, I didn't cause my children to do what they did, but you brought them here. So in that way, you're a little bit like God. So be careful before you bring folk around. Because if they go wrong, you did it. Because they couldn't have done it if you hadn't brought them here. So love brought them here. Don't give me no shit, Donnie. I know what brought them here. I know some of you women wanted a baby. You said, I wanted a baby when I did it. But most of the men wasn't thinking about doing nothing but fooling around. But even so, when you want a baby, did you want it for the baby or for you? Did you ask the baby? No, you wanted it for you. You want something to hold, something to love, something to need you. Because if you really wanted to love it, you'd have left it where it was. You know, if you want to love something, you don't create it in such pain. But it's a little too heavy, and I think sometimes I get too heavy for folk because they want to keep on having babies. And then they get mad. They won't go out and say, well, I just want to be selfish and have a baby. They go out and say, father's and this or that or the other. They have to tell a lie on father. They have to tell some lie onto the church. Rather than say, I just want to have a baby and I want to be selfish. If you do, I won't fight with you. We've had a whole lot of people done a lot worse things than have babies, so I'll let you have your baby if that's what you want. But I'm telling you, it sure ain't the way to go. If we could possibly adopt babies, that's the way to go. The only way we should bring children in, and it's a perfectly selfish thing then, maintaining a group to try to keep that group alive for the greatest good, the greatest number, was to have more babies, to more population to keep the group alive. A survival kind of tactic. I hope it never comes to that. Now how many, there was a sister back there that wanted to say something, way back behind the pool. There's enough energy that I could give you a glorified body if people had the attention. I can do that now if people would give me enough faith. But people don't give me very much faith. Some of you do, but then some of you don't, and some folk don't hardly ever give me any faith at all. But I've got a lot of creative potential, and my energy field, I get my energy from your faith to do. I don't have to get any faith from you to achieve some things. I achieve some things all alone. Now, the people, there's not a one to help me, not one. But there are areas that we could achieve, such as no dying, if people would keep my teachings about diet. Hell, they won't do it. Eat too much. They won't eat the right things. They won't follow my procedures. Simple thing like one thing I've said, a key to life. It came to me by the most astounding revelation was to witness to 20 people a day with genuine love and concern about this truth. How many do it? 20 people a day, consistently. You've done it every day. No. So? See what I'm saying? It's not important enough, or some way we get busy or we get carried away with our other responsibilities. But if everyone took me literally and followed me completely and 100% wholeheartedly, we'd see some more dramatic things than we've seen, and we've really seen some tremendous things. The fact that we function, we've just got to quit it because people don't follow my teachings that close. I'm drawing too much on me. I'm not getting any help. I'm drawing on me. But the fact that we go so much without sleep is a miracle in itself. On the roads. It's got to stop to some degree. I'll get these meetings down when I have the full intuitive release that I know the channel of which way I'm to go. And I'm in the probing stage. I'm about to make some conclusions. This night will be a very significant night. It needs to be weighed by every leader. Even though it's late and it's hard to test a thing out this late, but I am so directed to do so tonight. Anybody have any other question? Because I've got two names still here on this list. Quick question. Nothing else but a quick question. I don't want any comments or testimonies. So help me, Hannah. You got to learn when I ask for a question, I mean question, not a testimony. And when I want a testimony, to be sure to give me that. Just give me exactly what I'm asking for. I'm not reflecting on any of you that's standing, but so often I ask for a question, I get everything but a question. Yes, Sister Shake Snyder, you had some thought? Go ahead. Now, that's a good point. You felt enough for your mother. Not, you know, a lot of people don't even feel enough to get the message with their own mother. Now, what did you say about your mother?
was only 9 years old, but I know how she suffered, and she didn't get any love or help from upstairs.
No. No, it doesn't come from upstairs. Yes, any other question? Now, you're not going to have to change your belief to be here. Because what is, you say God is love. So if you believe in love, you can be here. You can have perfect fellowship with us. Said Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, because you have love one for another. So you've got no problem. Love, yes? Mm-hmm.
Oh God, when I read your book, it seems that you're saying the same thing, but yet when I come here, it seems that you're saying something different. I don't understand. And I've spoken to you, and you say, well, you know, the experiences that I've had, you say, well, that was me. Mm-hmm. You know, but yet when I read the book, I understand it, you know, according to the way I understand it, and then when you talk, you know, it sounds different. However, I may make this statement.
Well, this is the spoken word on a little higher consciousness than on anything written. When I'm speaking directly, it's a higher consciousness than something written. Written will be in parables, but when I'm speaking, if you ask me pretty clearly, you'll get it.
On Sunday, the question, I don't remember the lady, you know, that said it, but I got a lot from it. However, I forget real fast, and I don't remember it. Mm-hmm. Your answer, you said, well, let me do the preaching. That particular person that I'm speaking about, I got a lot from, you know, what was said to you. Meantime, I'd like to ask...
She was trying to make me God, I think, too publicly.
Meantime, I'd like to ask this. Is there, you know, like 60-fold and 30-fold?
That's 30-fold, 60-fold, 60%, 30%, 100%. Yeah, 100% love, 100% sensitivity. Yeah, that's me. And then everybody else falls in some line down there somewhere.
Well, and that's what I'm trying to find out, where?
Well, you want me to pull out a percentage for you?
No, not in that sense.
I don't think so, and I wouldn't want to do so.
No,
wouldn't
I mean,
be
not
fair.
To say that in this and
it'd
the
be
other.
A class system. Go ahead.
There is or is there such?
Is there is what?
60%, you know.
Yeah, 60% of something. 60%, it depends what you're looking for.
For an example, in Los Angeles, when you call the gentleman up,
yeah.
And you dealt with him, as I understand it, I've seen, you know, similar, and I think that this is what I would call a 60% coming into this place. Maybe I haven't reached the place, you know, that 100% of perfection like you have, but I would, you know, call this a 60% or 40%. Is this true?
So based on calling out someone?
Your mind. The mind, you know, we have, from what I understand, you have the mind of God, perfect mind of God.
I have a perfect loving mind.
Well,
loving
perfect,
mind.
Loving mind.
God is a word that I'd like to get away from because it's something that has been used so much by the church age, and it represents a false concept. It represents something false. God goes back to all this notion of somebody out there with dominion over everything. Love is God. God is love, so love is God. So we ought to turn just around. We've said God is love, so let's just turn around and make love God. I'm 100% loving. I'm 100% sensitive to get you to the only heaven there is, a planet out there, or to bring it about here. So I'm 100% that which you need to develop. If you become as sensitive as I am, you'll go as high as you can go.
This is a state of mind, right?
More than a state of mind, it's a state of feeling and love. It's more than mind power. The mind power comes because I'm so loving. But the mind power isn't the way you judge me. It's the love that's the 100%. I'm 100% love. 100% love. It's not because I got these gifts. Because I'm loving, I happen to have some faculties. But that doesn't prove that I'm 100% because I can heal the sick and raise the dead. I'm the most loving person there is, unfortunately. Hey, what's your trouble?
Let me get my clear on what I was asking about.
Okay, well, go ahead and ask. Do you get
The statement that when I was asking about, you know, the way you were dealing with the man in Los Angeles, you know, you were sending your mind. His mind was becoming your mind, and what?
Yeah, when I spoke through him.
Yes. Well, I say, you know, you don't have 60% of people, you know, maturing to this state, or do you?
Well, he didn't do a thing. I did it.
Yes, surely.
You see, I sent my mind through him.
Right. I mean, at least I understand.
But don't make it. The judgment of 60% wouldn't be based on whether he could do that. That's been a whole mistaken ball game. We've judged by the gifts, and you've got to get the fruits. It's a mixture, maybe. A person that had a 60-fold understanding might have some talents. He might have no talent to heal in that sense, or any talent to see the thoughts of someone. It's a state of love. And you could be very well, though you don't have any overt calling out, you could be in a 90%. There's a lot of love and concern in you. I wouldn't want to make any categories here, because then you've got a class system. But there's some people here who think they're gifted to heal, are gifted to prophesy or to preach, and they're 10%. They said they laid hands on somebody sometime and they got healed. Well, it was the faith of the person that got healed. They didn't even do it. So this thing that I'm working for is 100%. To make it this, how much socialist are you? I'm 100% socialistic. 100% caring. 100% fatherly. Maybe that's a bad word. Maybe it should be motherly. Don't want to be chauvinistic. But I'm 100% caring. 100% loving, 100% socialistic. Then we have to decide in each of our consciousness, how much are we socialist? Are we 100%? You can't be me, because we only need one head in this growth movement. We only need one leader at this stage. Until we all come into a perfect society, then you don't need any leaders. Right now, don't try to be me, but don't think that I'm so much higher. Now, I'm not talking to you, because you're not trying to be me. I'm not so much higher than you because of my faculty, because of my ability to raise the dead. That doesn't make me higher than you. Nor is my love that much higher than some of you. It's much more sensitive than most, though. And I'm probably being too humble. I don't see anybody that feels like I do. In a general sense, they do it on a limited basis. They do it on a short-term basis, but on the total, they don't hold up. Maybe they can't hold up. Maybe my body's even able to take more than others, but my body suffers grossly. I got under the weight of somebody today, and my body was just, I felt their anxiety, what they'd been through, what I could have done, and maybe it would change some of it. And my body just got wrenching with pain. I didn't do a thing that I consciously knew, but what was right. But still, when you know you're responsible and you affect people's lives, and then what you do, it's a hell of a thing. That's why most leaders can't be trusted, because they don't even weigh that. Most leaders never worry about how they affect people's lives, or who's in the palm of their hand, or what the effect of one statement to one member of a family will have on a whole family. I weigh all that, all the time, till I want to get clear away from it. I'd like to withdraw from it entirely. It's so heavy. It is so heavy. But don't worry whether we understand the term God or something. We understand 100-fold. We are working towards 100% pure giving of yourself for others. Socialism means you've lost your life. You've laid it down. And that way it correlates to the Christian concept, you're crucified. You no longer want anything for yourself. I don't want a thing for myself. Not one damnable thing. That's what I've come to. All I can think now is in terms of you. And that becomes overwhelming to me. I almost want to be obliterated, be completely destroyed, because I can't be enough for all of you. But I want nothing for me. I don't want food, anything. I drink this food in this sequence because it keeps my body in balance. I wouldn't eat a damn thing for me. The only way that sometimes I'll get into a food problem is it keeps the mind from thinking. And some of you got the same problem. You're that sensitive. You press in to keep your mind from thinking. If I did it to the degree that I feel, I'd be Mr. Fats by Saturday. I would be 300 pounds in a month, because food can get your mind off of what my mind is just boondoggled, just overwhelmed with all the things that I have, all the cares that I have. I'd be a glutton for food and a glutton for drink and everything else, I suppose, in that sense. But I don't want drink and I don't want food and I don't want a bed. I don't want sex for me, none of it. I still have the need. That doesn't mean you don't have the need. It means you don't want to fulfill those needs. It means you've conquered those needs. The needs are there, but you've conquered them. You don't let them guide you. You don't let them direct you. They don't lead you. You never get led around by your ass when you're 100-fold. That's a common language. Somebody will wake up and hear that. They'll understand that. Your ass never leads you around. You won't let it do that. Everything you got will be saving. Anything you got, you'll be using to save somebody. That's got me in a lot of trouble around here. I could avoid a lot of trouble if I'd have said to women that, ha-ha, you can turn me on, baby. I'd avoid a lot of trouble. I would have avoided some treason I've got. I would have avoided some treason. All I've had to say was, well, stay around here a while. I may get with you. Or you might turn me on. But when I tell you there ain't a damn chance you turn me on, because I'm too turned on to you already. You can't turn me on. And I could never be turned on to the individual that much to get loose sight of the collective. But that gives me a lot of trouble, because some women and some men want to be turned on special. They want me to turn on to everybody, but they want to be turned on a little bit more special. And I don't know how to do that anymore. I want to be turned on to all of you equally. I'd like to be turned out. I'd like the light to be on for everyone or for none. That's a feeling that I have. I want to love everybody the same. Now, you can't respect everybody the same, but you can love everybody the same. You can't respect people who don't try when they can, but I want to be so loving I don't make easy judgments on who's trying even. I want to be so loving that I don't... I don't quickly judge, because if I quickly judge, I'd quickly die. Because I see too much. I see too much. What else? What is the question?
I know how they live and cooperate on 8 different systems in our poor system.
Marvelous.
And I'm ready to turn it over to you whenever you want it. I've got it on tapes and I've got it on the literature. I've been to a good many places, but I'm not capable of getting up and talking to all of you.
Do you know how they cooperate on 8 different systems?
I think I can give you the proof.
You bring it in, darling.
You just name it whenever you want it.
Thank you. That's sweet of you. That's sweet of you. I didn't take it. Didn't take any offense in it at all. Over the weekend, you understand? Okay. No offense at all. Try to get all your offerings in maybe one Wednesday that we won't have a meeting, and take rest, as I'm at liberty to do so. I won't do that unless I have liberty to do so. But I canceled some meetings this week, and it's possible that I'll get a liberty to cancel something. Try to get your commitment and offerings in the first of the week, next couple, 3 weeks. Even if you send it on down here by check. They've turned in the offering report, and I'm so reluctant to mention anything about it tonight, but I'm caught between a conflict. I'm afraid not to. So I wonder, might be in danger. No Concord from Coconut. But you better not get no public telephone and make a call to Concord. Hear me? I'd like to stay until I get full awareness, but I'll get into some other problems if I do. And that'll take care of the emergency, if you'll listen to it. To Concord? I'd be interested in seeing your phone bill. Again. Again, $5 who'll help us to save of some loved one, JLM, that wanted to kill their companion or their girlfriend some time ago, maybe a year ago. Wake up. I don't like this business to have to try to get protection at this hour. It's rough to get through to people this hour. Do you hear what I'm saying? I wouldn't get a thing like that. They're not here. I'll move on to another thing for just a moment, but I'm asking you one more time. Malone. Who is Malone? What is it? All right, hands. You have anyone, any loved one born in June? What? All right. Now, do you, you know someone that works for Standard Oil or has worked for Standard Oil? Now, do you know anything about someone who, any loved one, JL, what did I say? JLM. All right. Did he want to kill or attempt to kill someone a year ago? Got drunk. Well, yeah, it's been a year ago. About so. Anyway, hands clasped. Here in the abdominal area. Right in here. All right, take the. Now we've got to, I think we're safe now. That is the beginning of something quite serious in the nature of heart, that lingering feeling that you've got there. But we're going to get a release from that now. Keep the cloth, or he'll tell you. Hands clasped. Hands clasped, please. Do you feel released now? All right, you're safe. And your son's life has been saved in a matter of the next few hours. Bless you. Stand up. It ain't necessarily so. You start, hon. It ain't necessarily so. I think it's a little too high. It ain't necessary. Because if a man lived 900 years, no woman would want him. She wouldn't give in to him. That's what he's singing. But it's important. It's a strange kind of patchwork I have to deal with. I don't claim to be the creator, but I'm a savior. I take the strange variables of human life and make something out of the crazy quilt that saves hundreds of lives. Sing it one more time in public meetings. No, tonight I'm led. It's me that's being led to ask you these questions. You're not binding my hand. I want your opinion. I'm not saying what I will or will not do. I always follow what my highest intuition tells me to do, but I have a feeling to ask you tonight. I feel led to ask you this tonight. I would understand that ordinarily you'd be very right, but I feel led to ask. You couldn't explain what I should do, no. That's true, but I don't want anyone to curtail this vote. This vote is very important, maybe not in the terms of what I do as much as how people come up. I'm looking for, to be frank, I'm looking for five people to see how they vote. And I'm doing that. I'm looking for five people to see how they vote on these various questions. It has nothing to do with them in the terms of judging them. It's a pattern I've got to get. Again, I want to ask the question again. How many believe that I should withhold the truth that I know about politics in these public healing meetings? How many believe that I... Now, don't sit down, you may lose your ass. Because if I don't see it tonight, this is a very strange night. Now, how many believe that I should withhold what I know about the non-existence of a supreme being? I don't want a vocal voice. I want to see hands so I can identify. How many believe that I should not preach about the errors of the Bible in these public meetings? One, the public meetings. I'm not talking about tonight, family night. I'm talking about public meetings. How many did this because you're concerned that something might happen to me? Now, I'll be very, very honest. I'm lacking here something not fitting. How many are doing it because you're just concerned about the persecution it brings to the family in general? Rather than me, the persecution it brings to the family in general. This vote is very important. Somebody doesn't fit. You're not going to be thrown out of this church for a vote tonight. It has nothing to do with your feelings, what I'm trying to do. Again, I'll ask, how many want me to change some of these things for the sake of me? Just me. And how many want it for the sake of the family? What is it? That's the family. The persecution that I might get. The first question was, how many want me to change these preaching approaches for the sake of me only? Well, that's all right, but I want you to know what your motive is here. It's important. All I want you to is honesty. Five people have got to be very honest with themselves on these questions tonight. Can I make it clear? It's just an introspective thought will make the difference between the turn of a steering wheel. Hell, you don't know where I'm at. You couldn't possibly know where I'm at. It's too damned awesome. I wouldn't even try to get it across, because that's not the most important part of my evolution, whether we live or die, or whether we avoid accidents. It's whether we build socialism. But to you, it's important. You don't want accidents. Again, I ask the question, how many honestly want me to change some of these things that I mentioned? I don't want to go through it again about the Bible and God, to hold back some of the things I know in public healing meetings. You want me to do it because of me. How many honestly say it, not just for me only, but for you or for the group, for the family? Oh, yes, you can. Tonight, you better. Somebody's ass is at stake. So we better go back over this until you do. Even if it is 17 minutes of three. Again, I make the question in all seriousness. How many want me to not speak so bravely and forwardly about the Bible and God, and me being the only God there is, for me to avoid persecution for me, or death for me, or sickness for me only? Good, be honest. You're not going to be judged by this. I'm not at all interested in who voted how. I want to see that those five did the introspection that they're supposed to. That did the searching out. How many are concerned about not only me, but the group, the family, yourself? I mean, you want to avoid persecutions for yourself, the family, the group, not just me alone. Well, I know some of you take it, and some of you will. Just trying to be very honest with you. A sigmomanometer, a hypertension, a blood pressure apparatus here. Any one of the nurses? Would you get it? Mm-hmm. And Joyce? Would you go to the office? We're a vote and it's to be taken seriously. You know that we'd all have to cooperate with a lot of different things. You'd have to learn. Well, that was not the purpose of it. Tonight we won't discuss that. That means leave me do the preaching. However, whatever stand I take, let me do the preaching, okay? You do the loving of your fellow man, and you give a lot of encouragement and song, and you testify to my healings, because there's no healer on earth like me. They'll find his blood pressure very bad, but then it'll get straightened out. It'll get straightened out here tonight. Hands clasp again. Draw yourself close to your neighbor. Anyone that can, feels too sleepy to get behind the wheel, I absolutely insist, I don't ask, I demand that you lay down here somewhere or lay in our houses somewhere to sleep. All right? I had to take a risk in one area to get safety in another. That's the toughness of being who I am. It's the horror of being who I am. It's the damn tightrope that I walk all the time. And I wish anybody had it, but I love you all too much to give it to you. Yes. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Can anybody drive for her? It doesn't have to be to work at 7 a.m. in San Francisco. She's a registered nurse. It's got to be at work at 7 o'clock. Who can manage it? It's not so sleepy. You could trade off and on with her. That's sweet of you. I think you can handle it. That'd be better.